Well, hello there, my little buck of mine. Thank you for letting me have some fun with you today. We all know you just adore being my little plaything. So, what will we do today? What does my little buck want from their master today? Oh, I think I know. And I think you know as well. Yes, does my little buck want to be a big blimp? But oh, not just any blimp, my darling. Does my little buck want to be a big, beautiful doe? Yes, there we go. I can see the blush across your cheeks. You adore the idea of being a big, soft, beautiful doe blimp with a big, plump, squeaky ass and soft, smooth bubble boobs. I'm just getting excited thinking about it. And I bet you are too. So why don't you come here? Go ahead and get comfortable. You want to make sure you enjoy every second of this. Come into my arms and let my magic fingers do the rest. First, we gotta make you all smooth and squeaky. We have to make your smooth fur into soft, squeaky rubber. We'll need to be able to make sure we can make our lovely dough as big as possible after all. So just relax in my arms as my hands rub across your body. You might feel a slight tingling sensation. Pay it no mind. That's just the transformation taking effect. Let's just relax and let the rubber wash over your skin. Feel its smoothness spread and coat every inch of you, from your chest to your hips. Just let yourself change and shift and squeak. Such a soft chest you have here. But we'll need to make it just a tad bigger, if I'm being honest. Here, let me just rub my hands across your chest and give them a good massage. Let them expand into my palms bigger and bigger. Feel them swell and fill out in my hands as I squeeze and grope and rub. A big doe needs a big chest, if I'm being completely honest, darling. And while we're doing that, perhaps a change in what's between your legs is in order. I know when you're a doe, you like to forego your usual equipment, so to speak. So, let's just go ahead and rub that down, shall we? Mold it into something new, something more fun for what we want to do. Mold it into a nice, soft pussy for my lovely doe. Yes. I can feel you shiver as I rub my fingers up and down your crotch. Do you like that, my little doe? I always know how to make you happy, don't I? There. Now you're a nice, beautiful, squeaky doe with all the features you expect. But oh, if you think we're done here, you are mistaken. We have to make you a big blimp first. If you thought you were big before, then goodness, you've seen nothing yet. We haven't even hooked up the air tank yet. I already got it dragged out for you. Where should we stick this hose, though? I got an idea. We do have this lovely pussy we just made for you. Let's go ahead and slip it in there. In between your soft lips. It's okay, hon. You're okay. Trust me. This is gonna be so much fun for you. Let's start out a little slow at first. Let you fill out. Let the air fill all those lovely curves of yours. Creak and squeak and stretch. Your hips and your butt filling out so lovely. Your butt becoming a soft, squeaky pillow. Your thighs rubbing and squeaking together as they expand more and more and more with each second. Your chest, oh goodness. I thought it was big before, but oh gosh. I can hear them creaking as they grow in size more and more and more, rubbing against each other as I give them a nice little squeeze and grow. It feels so nice to have your chest expand into my hands like this. So soft, so bouncy. I just want to wrap my arms around you and give you a big hug. Feel all the air when you move and shift as I do. Feel it all go to your chest and hips. You're getting big, but you're still so soft and squishy. And oh my goodness, your belly. Oh, look at this big old bubble of a belly you have here, darling. I can start to see through it. All hollow and empty inside. Nothing but air in you now. It feels nice to rub my hands across its surface. Hear the hollow rumble as I drag my fingers across it. Yes, that's what I want to see. That's what I want to hear as well. Such a wonderful sensory buffet you are for me, aren't you? Squeak, creak, groan, and moan. Every inch of you stretching and creaking with every little bit of air that gets forced into you. I can see your face. I can see your expression of lust and pleasure. You adore this. And of course you do. You've honestly always wanted to be a big blimp of a doe. And now, that's coming true. And big is right. Gosh, you're becoming so round. So tight. Just becoming a big bubble of a dough right before my eyes. How does that feel, hon? How does it feel to be so sensitive? Just the breeze passing over your skin is enough to send shivers of pleasure across you. Every little poke, every little prod, every little bump. It's just a firework of ecstasy. It's intoxicating, isn't it? You want more. Oh, you want so, so much more. But you can only handle so much, my dear. Eventually, you're going to have to burst. You're going to have to let all that lovely lust explode out of you. In a warm glow of love and pleasure. And I am more than happy to help you get there. You seem to be getting there as well. Let me remove this hose for now. Let me get a good look at you at this size. On the very razor's edge of an explosive climax. I want to savor these last few moments, really just soak them in. Make them a little more personal for you and for me. Pucker up and hang on. Bigger and bigger. Gosh, you really are one of my biggest toys yet. Just how big will our bubble get before it bursts? How big until my sweet little precious doe pops for her master and lets all that pent-up lust and passion come exploding out? Just a little more. Just a little more until my lovely doe is a pile of confetti. Don't worry, though. I'm very good at putting people back together after they burst for me. Just a few more puffs. Bigger and bigger and bigger and oh, so, so, so much bigger. Bigger and bigger, my lovely doe. Just how big can you go? Just one more big puff and... There we go. That's my lovely doe. The flash of pure bliss before that must have been amazing. Well, here. Let me sweep you up and get you all patched up. Maybe after that, we can see if you want to go again.